Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. And we say hello for the first time, Karen with a C, Gertner. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Apologies to the listeners for my voice. I hope.
Oh, it sounds fine.
It gets through. Okay, great.
We all power through this. You're going to sound great. You're really bringing some important information to our listeners about all thing property taxes, specifically here in Cook County. But before we go any further, I got to give out a shout out. You brought your mom along. That's so sweet.
Of course, my A team.
Yeah, your A team.
I only didn't bring my husband because we have a 1-year-old, so someone had to stay home.
But I got a 9-month-old. So,
oh, nice.
Who took his first steps yesterday, by the way.
Congrats.
So thank you.
It goes fast, right?
It is flying on by. And Karen's a big WGN listener, which is why, or Chris is a big WGN listener.
I do when I can. But,
of course.
But we definitely are WGN family, for sure.
We love that. Your dad used to run this place for a long time, right?
Yeah. So my dad, this is all he ever did. He graduated in, I believe it was 1978 from Chicago, Kent, when it was called that.
Uh-huh.
He started out in property tax and created a firm that I started working at in high school and college. And I always wanted to be a lawyer, and it just kind of naturally evolved to me taking over the company in 2014.
And you took it over and you helped people out with property taxes by an appeals process that a lot of people may not know exists, or it's so mystified to them that they don't even know where to begin with it, right?
Well, Cook County in particular has a really special process that it's a niche practice of law. Most people haven't even heard that this is something that you can do, let alone hire someone else to assist you in it.
And when the property tax bill comes out, this always, I imagine, gains some interest. Because, first of all, the bill was late this year. Second of all, we've been doing story after story of how much higher the bill is for certain people. Not because the tax rate went up, but because they were assessed at a higher value. And that's where I imagine a lot of people start paying attention. The cruelness of that is, for a lot of people that just got their property tax bill, for that particular bill, it's often too late, isn't it?
It is basically entirely too late, unfortunately. People don't really pay attention to the gravity of their assessment notice that they receive, because it doesn't make sense in actual tax dollars of what that means to you.
Right. They get a letter in the mail and it says, here's what's assessed. And it's so strange.
Right.
It doesn't look like the value. It kind of shows you the value of your house, sort of. But
right. It's like Monopoly money that's sort of adding up, but it doesn't really make sense. And it doesn't really mean something to you. But the problem is, Cook County sees the types of increases from 1 year to the next that makes it very difficult for people to budget their lifestyle to account for. Chicago was reassessed in 2024, saw dramatic increases, basically reflecting the market value. However, the property taxes that are having to be paid based on that value create mayhem.
It's insane.
Yeah. So our townships are broke. Our county's broken up into three sections. Chicago is in 2024. The south suburbs are coming up in 2020. North suburbs were in 2025. Mm-hmm. We're taking care of that right now. We're handling some of it. There's some media that's been going on and some unprecedented reopenings for 2025 appeals. And 2026 will be south township suburbs,
which has been hit hard by tax increases.
Hard tax increases, and they have the highest tax rate out of Cook County.
Wow. And maybe that's what makes this so confusing for people, is that I believe I'm reassessed every year in DuPage County. Don't quote me on that. But some counties, they're all reassessed. You see what it is every year. There's like this natural cycle to it, and the bill comes on time, and there's this real predictable nature to it. So maybe it's a little bit more controlled. In Cook County, you get reassessed once every 3 years, as you say. They're broken up into different sections. So the jumps, maybe you get to benefit for 2 years of being the exact same tax bill as you had before, but the jumps are big, aren't they?
They're incredibly large, but they're never the same as they were last year. Your tax rate and equalization factor are changing every single year.
Oh, okay.
And that is applied to your second installment tax bill, where we really see it. So that's what just came out. That usually comes out late summer, early fall. And it just came out and is due on the 15th of December.
Which is crazy.
And so, unfortunately, you know, I'm a fixer, naturally. I'm a type of person that likes to help people. And I have people calling me, obviously very upset. And there's really nothing I can do to help them with their tax bill.
This current one.
The current one. We and until what just happened with the second level of appeal, the Board of Review reopening townships. We could barely help anyone for 2025.
Wow. But they have reopened some.
They have reopened everything that they closed. However, they've only given us a limited window. So we only have until Friday, December 12th to file an initial appeal for anyone that did not file a 2025 appeal at the second level Board of Review.
Is it a long list of townships or is it just a couple that
you have? It's a massive list of townships.
Okay, so you don't have to read them all.
But... You don't want me to read them all. We want everyone to stay awake.
So there is... I mean, like, really, that's next Friday.
That's next Friday, and they just opened on the 3rd. So they give us a little more time to submit evidence. But in terms of, you know, a residential owner, a case that doesn't involve as many aspects of it, we have to get that initial appeal authorization in on December 12th.
If someone were to call you on Monday because they listen to you here now, are you maybe able to help them or at least... advise them that nope, this is you're not on this list. Maybe next year, or get in our system, and we'll help you out the next time.
Every case is different, and we will assess and take care of and look at everything that we can do to help you. My only interest is helping someone because I only make money if I save you money.
Right?
There's no upfront fees, no filing fees. I take care of everything. It's a gamble, right? Mm-hmm. But the goal is to get you into our system, get you onto our mailing list, so that when your townships are near opening or it's time for you, when you sign, you're not a client until you sign up and return your documents. And we take care of everything. You don't have to watch for deadlines. You don't have to worry about anything. Once you've supplied us with what we need for your specific case, we take care of the rest.
Okay, so if I'm sitting here and I got a bigger property bill than I was expecting, maybe there's nothing you can do about it this time around, but boy, use this opportunity to get on that list so the next time the assessment comes, you are already getting a letter from you or a phone call or whatever, an email, letting you know, hey, this is coming up. Let's start thinking about this now.
100%.
Or there may be people that you can help right now and should be calling just to say, hey, is this me?
Absolutely. So people that you've experienced an undue hardship, like a vacancy, you had a fire, there's a variety of reasons that we may possibly be able to go back and help you with your 2024. However, we would be looking for a refund at that point. What we primarily do is seek a reduction before you actually have to pay your taxes. But again, you do need to pay what you're responsible for the 2024. But we would seek to get you some assistance in terms of a refund from the county.
And until you get a refund from the county or a reduced tax rate from someone, they're not giving you a dollar, right?
Correct.
So even if they get on the list and you're going to send them notes and emails when they get it reassessed, they're still not paying anything.
No, you still, I mean, the only time is if you qualify for or need an appraisal. Mm-hmm. I at that time, my firm recommends different companies that we work with. And that is a separate contract between you and them. And you're purchasing a product from them, which is an appraisal that I use to support my appeal.
But there's no cost for someone to call you Monday just to ask you a question.
Absolutely not.
That's huge because I think a lot of people worry when they call a lawyer, the clock starts a ticking and that's not how you operate.
No, it's not how I operate. I've fallen for the victim to the same thing, hiring my own attorneys. I'm hearing about their vacation to Jamaica and I get a bill for our conversation.
Yes, that's not how you do it.
The worst. No, absolutely not. We are there to help. We are there to guide you as far as we can. And at least put you in a place to send you off, even if I may not help you, put you with somewhere that you can get help.
I love that. Karen, I want to give out your number that you want people to reach you at on Monday, right? Would be the best time?
Absolutely. You can leave us a voicemail now.
Okay.
But we operate on normal functioning weekday hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. I want to make sure I got it because I don't want to make sure I give out your cell phone number. It's 312-782-9222.
That is correct.
Okay, good.
Michael Gertner, my father, has had that phone number since the beginning of time.
Since the first phone was issued.
And we still have it today.
I love that.
I am still practicing the same type of service, which is we care about people. We care about helping you. And, you know, as I said, I'm a fixer.
We got more to talk about, great. But I just want to give that number one more time. 312-782-9222. Maybe you got the tax bill or you're hearing all this news about people getting their tax bills and you're like, boy, I hope that's not me next year. Get ahead of this right now before the new year so you at least know the timeline in which you might have a fighting case. 312-782-9222. We've been chatting with Karen Gertner, whose specialty is property tax law in Cook County. You also do commercial work outside of Cook County, right?
That is correct. Commercial, industrial, all throughout the state of Illinois. Also Cook County.
And residential.
Residential, just Cook County, except for large-scale apartment buildings outside.
But you, I imagine, got a lot of phone calls from people really concerned about what's happening with the property taxes. Let's answer those questions in a moment. But first, let's get an answer to the question of the day. The longest one of these is roughly 27 times longer than the shortest one of these. Marguerite, what do you think the answer is?
Statutes of limitations.
Well, that's a good guess. Karen, you even thought that might be the answer.
It's not
the answer, though, Marguerite, but a lawyer said that, too, so don't have to feel bad.
Doesn't make it right.
Yeah, Linda, what are you going with?
Hi, I'm going with U.S. Interstate Highway.
That's a great guess, too. That's not the answer, but now I want to look that up, because I-90 is like, what, 3,400, 3,500 miles long, but there's got to be one that's 27 times shorter. Not what I was looking for, Linda, but thanks for playing. Rob, help us out. What's the answer?
Hey, John. Love the show. It is amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
The 8th Amendment to the Constitution checks in at 16 words. That prevents excessive bail or cruel or unusual punishment. The longest amendment is the 14th at 426 words, broken up into 5 sections. That is very much in the news today for many different things in it. Rob, that's a long way of saying you got the answer right, buddy. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hang on for your prize, okay? Don't hang up.
Thanks.
It's going to be a $50 gift card from Let Us Entertain You. And get a free $25 holiday bonus, by the way, for every $100 in gift cards you purchase from Let Us Entertain You now through December 30th. Visit lettuce.com to see a full list of the restaurants included. You can go online or visit the restaurant today, which we were just talking about, Karen. We love our Let Us Entertain You restaurants.
Love Let Us Entertain You restaurants.
Okay, so you run this firm, and how does Cook County assess the value of a property? Like, when people get the letter saying this is what your property is worth, I think that they've taken like a deep dive into my individual location, my thing, and they know exactly what it is. And who am I to say they're wrong? I bet a lot of people think that.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I get phone calls that say, if I could sell my house for right. what they think it's worth, I get it. Technically, you know, this is Cook County is massive.
Right.
And they're doing the best they can, I believe, hopefully.
Right.
And we're looking at a market value of your property. What a buyer on an open market would buy and sell your property for. The county looks for similar classifications of size, condition, location to your property to base a price per square footage. And that's how they generally assess it.
Are they using like software to do that or AI, or are they looking at each individual one? I mean, that would take forever, right?
Right. So I believe that they've implemented a software to begin that. I think that that's kind of, created a lot of delays in the last few years. There have been some hiccups. I can't speak to that. Unfortunately, they don't want to share that information with me.
Right. You're like, I could use that. But suffice to say, then how could they be wrong? Or is it about bringing to attention to things that maybe they hadn't considered? Or, I mean, what is your role here?
So it's impossible to fairly assess everyone, right? So my role here is to help gain light. Hey, my client is similar to this property. Therefore, my client should be paying the same price per square foot to the property that you've assessed at this value. So it's really, for single family residents, I am actually using the county's own data back at them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling my own comparables on similarities and getting it as close as possible to my client's property and getting reductions based on that.
So when someone calls you and says, I think I've been overassessed, I'd like to appeal this. Again, you're not taking the money until you win them a reduction in their bill. And what do you do? Are you like just logging something on the website? Are you appealing to a judge? Like, how does that process work?
Sure. So there's actually two levels of appeal that if we get your paperwork back in time that we're able to get to. So first is the Cook County Assessor's Office. And then later on, there's the second level, the Board of Review. So this gives us two chances to seek a reduction. Again, we're looking for a reduction before you pay your taxes.
Yes.
So right now we're appealing 2025's taxes that will not be due. Any reduction we do obtain is applied to your second installment tax bill. So that will be the tax bill that is paid in 2026.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get ahead of this thing. You have to get ahead.
You have to, because that is when you see all of your homeowner exemptions, your senior exemption, and any reduction in assessment is applied to your second installment tax bill.
What percentage, roughly, I know people want to know, of people who appeal do see some kind of reduction?
Sure. So that varies, right?
What a lawyer thing to say.
Well, it's so
I know you're right, though.
You know, it's very difficult what I do. I have had the best evidence possible to support a reduction, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, am denied.
Right.
I have literally reached a point with sometimes that I've had to throw things at the wall and see what just sticks.
Yeah.
And I get more than I'm looking for. So it's worth it. It's worth to put the effort in to get yourself some money saved, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You really, unfortunately, there are no guarantees in what I do, which is the gamble of me not making any money unless I save you money. But I was saying to you off air, do something.
Yeah.
Hire my firm. Hire someone else. Try it yourself. I mean, the benefit of hiring an attorney such as myself, this is all I do.
Mm-hmm.
All we do are track deadlines. You can only appeal during your deadline window. We're making sure that you have everything you need, the best case possible built to support your case. Like I said, that doesn't mean we always get you a reduction, but that doesn't mean we don't try again. 95% of my clients appeal every single year.
Right.
Because the data is always changing. Comparables are changing. People are paying less money. And it's comparing to your house.
I'm confused. So if Cook County has reassessed your section every 3 years, what would you be appealing every single year?
I'm appealing your assessment every single year.
Even the one that was already adjudicated the previous year?
It's true. And I'm even getting, I get reductions the third year of the triennial. The lower you are before you're reassessed puts you in a better position when you are reassessed in that. Hmm. When I'm duking these cases out with the county, they always are focused on where were you. They rarely ever want to go below where you were before.
Mm.
So the lower you are when you come up for your next reassessment, the better situation you can be in again when we're fighting.
So if you can get multiple reductions 3 years in a row, you're in a better fighting spot for the next one.
It's become more and more rare in this administration. Mm-hmm. However, it's always worth it.
Yeah.
The only time I would say not worth it, if I see that you're underassessed. I don't want to draw attention to you.
Has that ever happened?
Of course. Of course. It's rare, but you know what? We're just going to stay quiet.
So that's interesting, because I was going to say, and I appreciate you saying that people could do it themselves. I've had a lawyer once come on saying you can't, and that's, of course, wrong. You can try and do it yourself.
You can try and do it yourself. You can go to the county, talk to your local assessor,
talk to
the county assessor, and technically they're supposed to help you.
Right, but how much is your time worth, number one?
How much is your time worth? Are you paying attention to the deadlines? Are you submitting the correct evidence? Are you going to have your case thrown out because you didn't do that correctly?
Or are you actually underassessed and they're going to reassess you higher?
Well, there's that. I mean, some people people are very upset that they saw these massive increases in Chicago from 2024's reassessment. Unfortunately, a lot of these people bought their homes higher than where they're even reassessed at.
Right.
So yes, it's massive, but you do have to keep certain things in line. Even if you've paid more than you are currently assessed at, if there are comparable properties, it may still be worth filing an appeal.
Yeah, for sure. Karen, you are powering through, by the way. You lost your voice and you are sounding great.
Well, you're very kind.
You're taking nice sips of water. Your mom is here in studio too. Tell you what, why don't we take a little break? I got a couple more questions for you.
Thank you.
I do want to make sure I give out this number. There are deadlines. They opened up certain townships from 2025 that can appeal. Some deadlines are this next coming Friday, the 12th. Some are the 19th. It is an exhaustive list. Suffice to say, the best thing for you to do, seriously, in Cook County, whether you think you've been wrongly assessed, your property tax bill was super high, maybe she can't help you this time around, but she's going to get you on the list to get you on the next time around, 312-782-9222. 312-782-9222. The website is Gertner and Gertner LTD.com, Gertner. Or you can just Google Karen Gertner, Karen with a C.
That's right, Karen.
And that'll lead
C.
you to the website that you need to go to. But this is important. And you can call and leave a voicemail right now. You can call on Monday. And again, you don't pay a dime. until there is a reduction. So even if you just, there's no help for you this year, but you're going to get on the mailing list and they're going to let you know when the next time it comes, you're not charging them for that, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I just want to make sure of that. 312-782-9222. Karen is here. Karen does great work. Karen Gertner, with Karen with a C, and she's helping out people with their property taxes. Generally speaking, you got to do it when the assessment goes out. There are some exceptions with some deadlines. So 312-782-9222 is how you call Karen's team. Got a question from the 815. You just do Cook County Residential. Someone, and actually a couple of people have texted this. How do you find an attorney who does what you do in another state or another county?
I struggle with this so much because I would love to recommend someone that I feel like does great work. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I haven't found them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
even because you'd recommend someone else.
Absolutely. 100%. I want to help people.
Right.
And I love having the right answer.
Right.
But I mean, I have a friend that lives in Lake County and I found some on Google, but she hired one of them. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah. It's just such a different process in Cook County that we've decided for our firm to focus our efforts here.
Well, if anyone worked with someone in other counties and they want to text in a recommendation, I'd be happy to pass them on to you as a starting point.
Yeah. We'll judge them online. We'll judge them on air.
Yeah. Well, I love that. All right. So you don't get paid until you win a reduction in the person's tax bill. How much do you take? Because it's got to be a percentage, right?
Correct. So our standard fee for single family homes is 50%. 50 of the first year's tax savings.
Now, that's important because you just said that important thing there. In the first year tax savings.
Correct.
Meaning. If, I don't know what the number. Let's say you save someone $3,000, which, by the way, they weren't going to get
that
themselves.
That would be a wonderful reduction in a residential home.
Is that a lot more than?
It's a good. It's a, you know, there's. Yeah, okay. That'd be great.
Well, let's go 2,000 then.
Yeah, lads. Let's go higher.
Let's. So then you get half of that. The client obviously gets half of that. They probably weren't going to do anything anyways.
They save half of that.
They save half of that. Right. They don't get it. Yes. But
right.
Essentially.
Well, it gets very confusing. Reduction versus refund.
Right.
You want to be very clear. We're saving you money before you've paid your taxes.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good reminder. Now, you said something there too. For the first year, odds are that what you saved them in Cook County is going to last them in savings for the second and third year.
It should remain in place.
And now, you don't take any of that.
No. If you've remodeled your home and the county catches wind of it, that's not my fault.
That's not your fault. Right.
Reassess your property.
Right.
It does happen where you will receive a special assessment increase. It happens. It's rare, but it does happen. But if you were reassessed, you know, 2024, and I saved you $3,000 in estimated tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
My fee is $1,500, but that $3,000 is saved for years 2025, 2026.
With no fee for you.
No fee for me.
Because I've heard other people give advertisers that are slightly smaller percentages, but they take it every year.
I see very confusing things. I've seen fee agreements from other firms, and they just slip this language in there. No language here. Very direct. And we're only focusing on the year that you have hired me to file.
I imagine part of it is, your dad did this for so long. This was his firm. I mean, I don't want to get too emotional here at the end, but this is something that you probably do this work because you love it. You honor his reputation, and you want to keep that legacy going for you and your family.
I love it. My dad loved it, and I have been so blessed with the people that worked for my father still work for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
These are experts. I mean, I'm talking 23 years in the business as a paralegal, 20 years in the business. Like, these are people that you cannot pass up on the knowledge or experience that they have offered me. I'm so lucky that I get to know them and work with them. We're here to help. That's all I can do.
So here's what everyone needs to do. They need to write down this phone number, 312-782-9222. If you live in Cook County or you know someone who does, who's complained to you about the property taxes, give them this number, 312-782-9222. You can put that in your phone, add the contact Karen Gertner, Karen with a C, or you can just put, my tax was too high, however you want to remember this, to call right now and leave a voicemail, or you can call on Monday, and we've got some deadlines coming up that are important, including next Friday, and maybe the Friday after that for some townships that might get an opportunity to reassess. It's a long list. or at the very least, get on the list for the next time you're reassessed. You're going to get pinged by Karen and her team, so you know the deadlines and everything.
Do something.
Do
again,
something.
Whether it's my firm, another firm, it's very important because taxes are only going up.
Right.
Right.
They're going to get theirs. You're not taking anything away from Cook County. They're going to get theirs.
I mean, they're going to get theirs.
Okay, we got to scoot.
Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, absolutely. 312-782-9222. A couple extra questions, so we might, in fact, you mind coming on Your Money Matters on Monday for a little bit?
I'd be happy to be there. Thank you so much.
We'll do that.